you know what? Some people just love a good argument. Do you know anyone like that? I know an argument that's been going on for almost 200 years now. It's a disagreement over an accordion. Actually, it's a disagreement over the very first accordion that was ever made. See, there are some people in this world who feel it was invented in Germany, but there are others who are absolutely convinced, you just can't disagree with them, that a man called Cyril Damian created the world's first accordion just down the street from me, here in Vienna. Cyril was from Armenia, actually, but he moved to Vienna and he had a shop here, making pianos with his two sons, Carl and Guido. Their shop was at number 43, Maria Hilferstrasse. But that building is all gone now. I know that because I went there on the tram just to see if I could find the building and stand in front of it and imagine very special sound of that first accordion getting squeezed all those years ago. Ah, what a waste of time that was. All I got was traffic sounds and there's a small shopping mall in the spot where Cyril first manufactured that little accordion. Changed the course of musical history forever. Well, many of the people in Vienna who bought his accordions certainly did change history. Some moved away from Europe and they found new homes in North America, South America, even Australia. They went to Northern Europe and Asia too. The instrument came to be known as the Bayan in Russia, the Sun Fin Chin in China, the harmonium in Pakistan, and the Trekspil in Norway. Accordions became a common feature in the luggage compartment of ocean liners. How come they were so popular? Well, a piano is difficult to fit inside a suitcase, unless it's a very, very big suitcase. But an accordion, now that's a different story. These world travelers played the folk music of their home country as a way to keep their memories of home alive in their hearts. But, you know, it gets boring to play the same songs forever. Little by little, accordions became acceptable for playing jazz music. They were also incorporated into the classical symphony orchestra by well-known composers, Peter Tchaikovsky from Russia, Charles Ives from the United States, and Alban Berg from Austria. Nowadays, accordions can even pop up in rock music. Can you spot the accordion in this sound clip? Basically, anyone can like an accordion. Or can they? For some reason, there are lots of people who'd rather make jokes about accordions than actually listen to them. Well, let's take a moment of silence in honor of Corey Pesaturo, who traveled all the way from Rhode Island, US, to Austria in 2017, just so he could sit in an accordion shop and break the world record for the longest continuous accordion playing. He sat there for 32 hours and 14 minutes. That's one full day, 8 hours and 14 minutes, without going to bed. Just playing away on his accordion. Just playing away. Even playing with ice packs wrapped around his arms when he began to feel like he just might not want to keep going. But he kept going. When he finally stopped, a reporter from the news said, "Hooray! Congratulations, you did it! Was it worth the trouble, Corey?" His reply? "Sir, if someone breaks the record 2 hours from now in some other country, let them have it. I ain't trying it again. That was not fun." Ah, what is this with people not having fun with accordions? Do you think it would be easy to learn to play? Just watching someone play can be a bit confusing. It's clear that there is a lot going on when someone's pressing those buttons and pushing and pulling the separate parts. I heard a rumor that even though Cyril Damian made one, he couldn't really play it very well. He was trying so hard to make it sound nice one day, and his neighbour on Maria Hilferstrasse called over to him and said, "Hey, Cyril, can you play Far, Far Away?" And Cyril said, "Huh? I don't know that song." Do you know what? That was the beginning of another argument. Some people. Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. To tell everybody that my name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about the city of Vienna, about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.